house at number 10 with the first of the 10 hottest, and it's called Shannon. I have a letter here from a listener in Maryland who wants to know if there's ever been a song that was number one on the Billboard charts for the entire year without ever making it to number one on the weekly chart. Well, you know, it's happened just once in chart history with a novelty smash back in 1965, a smash that beat out competition from the Rolling Stones and the Four Tops. I have details coming up.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
Rat McLean move up 10 notches, biggest mover of the week, up to number 9 with Happy Days. Well, now let's take care of that letter about number one songs. It comes from Charles Hamlet in Lexington Park, Maryland. Charles wants to know if there's ever been a song that was number one on the Billboard charts for the entire year without ever making it to number one on the weekly chart. Well, Charles, in all of the chart history, that's happened only one time. Our researchers found back in 1965 a novelty song that never got higher than number two on the weekly charts, and it came in as the number one song of the year. Here's how it happened. The song peaked at number two in June of 65. Then it hung in there in the top 10 for 9 long weeks, and it stayed on the Hot 100 for a total of 18 weeks. And when Billboard magazine tallied up all those points at the end of the year, that song had enough to beat out competition from huge hits like I Can't Help Myself by the Four Tops and Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones, which had both reached number one in the weekly charts. The song that topped them and became Billboard's number one song of the year in 1965 was Woolly Bully. Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, remember? Good question, Charles. Thanks for writing.
Now on with the countdown.
Maxine Nightingale, 23-year-old living in London. Her first big hit is Right Back Where We Started From.